Joining me this Thursday morning via phone, I've got Mel Coleman, the CEO of North Arkansas Electric Cooperative. Mel, another busy day for linemen out there Wednesday.
Yeah, and Sammy, we had a great day. We restored a lot of folks yesterday. You know, it's been a long process, and over 300 broken poles. We started with 15 to 20,000 outages, and getting them back on, and we're down to 742. And this is this is primarily what's left is in Baxter County District, where we've got 730. We've still got 11 over in Fulton County that we're working on, but this is the hardest hit area. Mainly what we're seeing is where we had the tornado path. We've worked a lot of cleanup, a lot of reconstruction in a lot of areas, but the hardest hit, as you and I have talked about pretty much all week, has been that tornado path where there was complete devastation, and it's just terrible. And that's where the focus is primarily, and other areas as well, where we saw some individual outages. But primarily the major damage in Briarcliff, Salesville, Norfolk, Buffalo City, Buford, and Shady Grove. So that's where our folks are. We're so fortunate to have about 100 other line workers up working with us from as far away as South Louisiana and northern Missouri, and it's really helping the restoration process.
And as you get other areas online, does that mean that you can focus those 100 extra linemen all specifically to this heavy hit area?
Yeah, and most of them came here anyway, and now what we've got, after we've cleaned up Sharp County and Izzard and Fulton, we've got all of our, and this is, District 1 is everything west of Lake Norfolk, so we've brought over District 2 and 3 personnel all over here, so we've got all of our resources in Baxter County, and we've got all of the line workers from other states in Baxter County as well.
Are you able to give me any more specific, like as you said, there's about 750 this morning in Baxter County without power. Do you have any specifics on who might see power restored today, specifically in what areas, or those folks that may have to continue into the weekend or early next week, as you were talking on earlier days?
Not real specific. I do know that we expect to wrap up the Hand Cove area by tonight. We hope that'll work out. We do have those hard hit areas that we think are going to go well into the weekend, and there'll be some of the hardest hit areas there that, as we said, may be, you know, a week or so before we can even build back to it, depending on how debris is removed and things like that. But we hope that doesn't go much into next week. But we've also got smaller single outages that the servicemen are working. So, yeah, I'm expecting most of it to start to wrap up. Emphasize start to wrap up by late tonight or tomorrow evening, and then the hardest hit areas into the weekend.
Mel, you and your teams have now had a few days, probably about 4 or 5 days, to really get a grasp on the damage that has occurred with these tornadoes. Any preliminary estimated damage costs that you can share with our listeners?
Yes, we do. We've got the preliminary estimates, and I would stress these are only estimates. We're probably looking at a storm in excess of $4 million, and that's huge. We haven't seen anything like that before or after the ice storm of 2009, which that was $40 million. But yeah, $4 million is the estimate, and about $3.5 million of that is in Baxter County. So you can see from that how hard Baxter County was hit. But yeah, just a tremendous storm. And, you know, I want to say this, too. We've had a lot of partners in this, and I want to thank Sammy, law enforcement, for their assistance to us, in particular the Arkansas State Police and the you know, local city and county folks, city and county road crews, first responders, and a lot of people are bringing in food. We have a lot of folks bringing in food to our ladies in the office, to our men in the field. It's just been a joint effort by everyone, and we couldn't have done it without everyone.
Mel, we appreciate your candor and visiting with us every morning, keeping our citizens informed on how the progress is going.
Yes, and we appreciate y'all as well and getting the word out. That means a lot to us. Thank you.